The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sport on The Hard Shoulder.
With Energia. From grassroots to greatness, we're proud to support Irish rugby. Energia. Think of the possibilities. See energia.ie/rugby.
Yeah, Mick McCarthy with me from Off the Ball. On the rugby front, we're going to be talking after 6 o'clock about the clash Ireland are playing in Edinburgh against Scotland in the Six Nations this weekend. So we will park rugby for the moment, and we might kick things off with Gaelic Games, Mick, and the Munster Championship. Two crackers last weekend.
Yeah. We're also excited about the Munster Championship. There's poor Leinster hurling people don't get a look in edgeways anymore, Kieran.
Well, there was only one match of note in Leinster in the entire championship, and it happened once again, and it was a bit of a damn squib.
It was. Although we'll be hearing more from Kilkenny, I think, as the week goes. But look, last week was brilliant. Sunday was brilliant. Two draws. I mean, I heard of a few people that had it back, strangely, but, you know, other than those
Did people,
who could have called it?
Getting two draws.
Yeah, something like 160-1 or something like that was the double. So, nice call if you can do it. But obviously the Cork and Clare match was absolutely bananas. Two completely separate halves and Clare's massive comeback. But then Tipperary, I think, putting it up to Limerick in a way that we wouldn't have expected. So it's funny, Limerick have the week off. Waterford entered the championship now. You kind of think, oh, maybe they'll come in fresh. And then you think, oh, when you actually watch the games, you're like, all these teams have got up to championship pace.
That is what I thought now.
And now I feel really sorry for Waterford.
Yeah, I was watching that thinking, oh, Waterford are watching both these matches going, oh, God, we have to go and play all of these lads.
I know. Now, the one thing is Walsh Park is the smallest of the venues in Munster, even though it's been done up. So it's a real on top of you crowd. It's going to be completely full. It's going to be sold out. Clare have to go there on the back of, I don't know, what must be going through their brains after what happened last week. You know, are they on an emotional high or an emotional low?
Yeah, they're really up and down, aren't they?
I
thought they were good the first league match against Kilkenny. I thought Clare would take that, you know what I mean? Mm. Coming off the back of another and just ease themselves back into it. And then they never got going.
No, they're awful.
In the league, obviously. And it looked like they were picking up from where they left off in the first half. Then they were just so amazing.
That's it. And they were really good in the second half. Now, Cork got a man sent off, which I think got them over the line in terms of getting the draw. But at the same time, they were coming back regardless. So you have to think their rustiness is kind of worn off now.
Yeah.
And they'll go into Waterford, I would imagine, with some confidence that they'll do it. But hopefully with their head screwed on into how tough a task it will be. So that's going to be so interesting in its own right. But I think from most neutrals' point of views, they're going to be like Cork in another packed Páirc Uí after what happened, after them not getting over the line last week and not getting the win they should have versus Tipperary, who they hammered in the league final just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But Tipperary didn't let that bother them, came out, played brilliantly against Limerick, only got a draw. I think, again, they'll probably be disappointed ultimately. And, you know, so who knows what to expect? Are Cork going to go and just do what they did to Tipperary already a few weeks ago? That could easily happen.
Yeah.
You know, Cork could blow you out of the water like they did with the first half against Clare, or Tip could be, you know, match them stride for stride like they did versus Limerick. So it's really fascinating.
It's great.
It doesn't on paper seem like as good a week as week one, but I think it could be just as good.
All right. Antrim are playing Kilkenny up in the north as well. So
they
we should
are,
give
yeah.
it a double mention. But let me ask you, Tyrone and Armagh. I mean, on paper, a few months ago, you might have suggested, you know, Armagh were going to win this. I think Tyrone fancied their chances, do they?
I think I would say so. I think this is a very even game. It's a very good one. Like, Armagh won the All-Ireland last year, but don't forget, they haven't won an Ulster title. And they've lost the last two finals on penalty shootouts.
Yeah.
So there is something, I think there's a real top of the mountain feeling to getting to them winning Ulster this year. I think it's a massive game for them. But from Tyrone's point of view, Tyrone were relegated in the league, but it was such a weird league. Everybody was better. They could have easily made the league final. They were relegated on points difference. They were 2 points off first position. They've actually played well, I would say, and they seem a little bit rejuvenated. Malachy O'Rourke has gone in there as their manager. The new rules, I think, suit. They've got a brilliant big man midfield in Con Kilpatrick and Brian Kennedy, who really suit the new rules. Darragh Canavan, if he's fit, he has a hamstring issue, is like really top player. Darren McCurry, who was the star when they won the All-Ireland a few years ago, is really good. So they're up for it, but Armagh have so much to prove as well, not even just to win Ulster, but because people kind of see last year as a sort of a one-off, as a, you know, the chips fell and they ended up All-Ireland champions, you know, which I don't think is fair.
No.
Because they're a very hard team to beat. It's why they always lost on penalty shootouts for years. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's like maybe they weren't getting over the line, but they weren't being beaten either. So this is, you know, Cork and Kerry was very enjoyable last year, but we didn't expect Cork to compete in the way last week. People didn't expect them to compete the way they were. This is the match of the championship so far. So this should be a brilliant.
All right. That is Armagh against Tyrone. That's the Ulster semi-final. The Premier League should be done and dusted for Liverpool this weekend, shouldn't it? Well, they're playing who? Spurs?
They're playing Spurs at home. It's on Sunday. It'll be actually live and off the ball, Nathan.
And do they have to win to see
it? No, just a point. So they've got five games to go. They need 1 point. I think they might just manage it.
It's kind of been boring for the last little while, hasn't it?
It has been in terms of the title race, yeah. And I mean, Arsenal, as soon as they went to the European run, have just given it to them, basically. So, yeah, look, I mean, it's everything but official at this stage that Liverpool are champions, which is an unbelievable achievement given Arne Slot's his first year in charge.
Yeah, you forget that you would have been assumed there might have been a kind of a lull this year, or even for 2 years, maybe while they regrouped and reformed, we would have been talking about a team in transition.
Absolutely, the dreaded T word. No, 100%, because they didn't even go mad in the transfer market. They didn't really bring in anybody. And you were kind of thinking, yeah, this is definitely going to, like, we didn't think Liverpool were good enough last year, and then they didn't bring in anybody. So you're thinking, like, well, they just weren't really seen as title contenders. You lose a legendary manager, you bring in someone new. Let's see what they can do, and they will build. But they've been the best team all season by quite a distance. And obviously that's why they're going to win the title in, you know, the middle of April. So, yeah, I think they'll be, like, Tottenham are terrible. So it's almost the perfect game for them.
Yeah.
There's going to be a party atmosphere. I've heard we've had texters all week of people who are saying Liverpool fans are just going to go over, you know,
just to be around.
Because don't forget, they didn't win the league since 1990, and then they won it in 2021.
In COVID.
And although they breached a few rules that year, people will remember, there wasn't an open, outright party.
No.
So it's a long time since they've been able to do it. So I think people will really relish this weekend.
The snooker is on. Before you go, there was 147.
Yeah, and it was Mark Allen, County Antrim's own Mark Allen, only the 11th player in Crucible history to get a 147, so it's incredible. But it's, and he'll get a good few bob for it as well. I think it's £45,000, but he was losing. I think he was losing 10-4, 10-2 at the time. He was losing 10-2
so
at the time.
147 crashes out with a 147.
It's now 12-4, and what's worst about it is the session ends on 12-4. It's 1st to 13. He has to wait until 7 o'clock tonight to go back out and play the final session.
Misery. So. Anyway,
but, yeah, he gets a 147, a nice check.
Yeah, exactly, a nice check for Antrim's Mark. The only victory for Antrim, really. This weekend, can we say that?
Yeah, well, it's weird to be punching down to Antrim there, Kieran, but there you go.
Well, listen, we take it where we can get it these days. Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.